Item 23, discussion of possible action on Lake Granbury flood protection planning study. Mr. Burnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to be real brief with this item. Again, this is the flood protection planning study at Lake Granbury, and you may be familiar with it. We presented it back in January at the board meeting at that time as part of a grant application that we were submitting to the Water Development Board to help fund the project. It was roughly a $450,000 study, and we were applying for funding to pay roughly half of that, so the board would pay half and we would pay half. Unfortunately, we were unsuccessful in obtaining the Water Development Board grant funding, and since that time, we've been working with FEMA and some of the local jurisdictions there, being the City of Granbury and Parker and Hood County officials, and trying to find a way to go ahead and go forward with the study because it's a needed thing. Here you see the study area goes from, it's the yellow area on the map, goes from the Dennis stream gauge, which is upstream of the upper end of the reservoir there, up into Parker County slightly, all the way down to downstream of the dam here at near the Hood County line. And basically what the project is to go in and update the flood frequency levels that flow through the lake, being the 5, 10, 15, 100-year flood levels, and to update the maps that go along with those levels. Much of the information that's out there right now, both from the Brazos River Authority files and also on the FEMA maps that are used by the communities in regulating the development there, is over 20 years old. And so that's what we're proposing to do, is to go in and update the hydraulics and the hydrology and also the floodplain maps that would be used by the floodplain officials there around the lake, and also by us as the Brazos River Authority in operating the reservoir when we do have high flows such as we've had here the past couple of months. The reason for going forward at this point, we're coordinating with FEMA again. They're going in and updating the maps in Hood County as we speak, and their time frame for that is to be completed sometime in the middle of 2008, so about a year away from that, and it's critical that we go ahead and go forward with this so that the results of our work gets built into those FEMA maps for use by the local floodplain administrators in those areas. If in the absence of us doing this study, FEMA is going to continue on and they're going to update the maps, but essentially they would just be redrawing the old data on newer, prettier maps. So that's the reason that necessitates us moving forward with it at this time. I mentioned the total cost of the study was originally estimated at about $450,000. Since we've realized that we weren't going to receive grant funding from the Water Development Board, we've identified some more cost savings that kind of offsets that loss of grant funding. The North Central Texas Council of Governments is working on a project right now where they're updating all the base maps for their whole entire region. And it turns out that the mapping that they're doing will meet FEMA specifications for use in its flood maps. And so that was about a $140,000 line item in the original budget estimate that we had. So the total expense now is down to about $311,000, which is down from the $450,000 that we originally projected. And we've got the funds included in the budget that you approved earlier to go ahead and move forward. And we've got a resolution here that would authorize the general manager to go ahead and move forward with that.
Please read the resolution, Brad.
Yes, sir. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its July 30, 2007 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to contract with a qualified firm for a not-to-exceed fee of up to $311,000 to conduct a flood protection planning study at Lake Granbury to update flood hydraulic data and mapping around the reservoir and to evaluate reservoir operational considerations that may be employed during high-flow events. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager, CEO, is authorized to explore and enter agreements with local political subdivisions in the Lake Granbury area that would facilitate financial participation by the local political subdivisions in the study.
Questions, comments? Motion for approval. Ms. Ellison, seconded by Mr. Christensen. Roll the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Carrabba?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Beer?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Director Skaggs?
I'm sorry, Senator Director Moore?
Yes.